Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Ultimate 90th Birthday Trivia Challenge Book by Wendy Foxworth is a themed trivia and activity book created for people celebrating a 90th birthday. Positioned as a gift book rather than a traditional trivia collection, it combines fun facts, brain teasers, and nostalgic prompts centered on the memories, culture, and everyday experiences associated with 9 decades of life. The book is aimed at both men and women and is designed to work as a personal pastime or a shared family activity during a milestone celebration. Its purpose is not just entertainment, but memory activation, conversation, and reflection. By focusing on broadly recognizable historical and cultural touchstones, it tries to make the birthday feel personal and emotionally resonant. In a category full of generic birthday gifts, this title stands out by treating trivia as a way to honor a long life and encourage connection across generations. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a milestone birthday book built specifically around the age of 90. The central idea of this book is its narrow focus on a 90th birthday, which gives it a stronger identity than general trivia or general birthday gifts. Instead of trying to appeal to everyone, it targets a very specific life stage marked by long memory, historical perspective, and family significance. That specialization matters because the content can draw on references that feel relevant to someone who has lived through 9 decades of change. The book is not primarily about testing knowledge in a competitive way. It is about recognizing the meaning of the milestone itself. For a 90-year-old, trivia is useful when it connects to personal history, cultural memory, and familiar eras rather than modern trends. This makes the book appropriate as a celebration item, a keepsake, and a conversation starter. Its design suggests that the birthday experience should be emotionally framed as an appreciation of a life well-lived rather than as a simple party accessory. Secondly, nostalgia is the main mechanism behind the book's appeal. The book's strongest feature is its reliance on nostalgia as both content and function. According to the available description, it blends history, music, culture, and life moments in order to bring back memories from earlier decades. That approach makes the book more than a list of questions. It becomes a prompt system that can trigger recollection and discussion. Nostalgia works well in this format because trivia naturally invites the reader to search memory, compare eras, and react to familiar references. For older readers, that can create a rewarding experience even when the questions are not especially difficult. The value lies in recognition and reminiscence, not just correctness. In a family setting, that same design can help younger relatives learn about the birthday person's world. The book, therefore, functions as a bridge between generations, using memory as a shared social activity. Its emphasis on emotional reflection gives it a clearer purpose than ordinary quiz books, which often focus only on entertainment or scorekeeping. Thirdly, the book uses trivia and brain teasers as accessible engagement tools. This title is structured around fun facts, brain teasers, and nostalgic challenges, which suggests a mixed activity format rather than a single type of quiz. That combination broadens its usability because different readers can engage with different sections at different comfort levels. Fun facts offer light, low-pressure reading. Brain teasers add a puzzle element that can keep the experience active without demanding specialized knowledge. Nostalgic challenges likely push the reader toward memory-based reflection rather than abstract logic alone. This layered structure is important for a 90th birthday audience, where accessibility matters more than complexity. A good milestone book should invite participation without creating frustration. By offering varied prompts, the book can work for solo reading, assisted reading, or group interaction during a birthday gathering. That flexibility is one reason it fits the gift book market well. It is not built as an academic quiz collection. It is built as an engagement object that can be used casually with enough variety to sustain interest across different readers and settings. Fourthly, family conversation is treated as part of the reading experience. The available descriptions emphasize smiles, memories, and meaningful conversations, which shows that the book is intended to be social rather than purely individual. That is a significant distinction in the birthday trivia category. Many themed quiz books are designed for solitary amusement, but this one appears to be built for interaction among family members and friends. That matters because a 90th birthday often brings together multiple generations, and a good gift in that setting should help people talk to one another. Trivia offers a natural structure for conversation because each prompt can lead to a story, correction, anecdote, or shared memory. For the birthday honoree, this can create a sense of being seen and valued. For relatives, it can turn the celebration into an exchange of family history rather than a brief ceremonial event. The book, therefore, serves a relational function. It helps organize discussion around memory and life experience, making the occasion more participatory and less passive. Lastly, Its value comes from being a low-cost, high-specificity gift. The book is positioned as an affordable gift, which is part of its commercial and practical appeal. In the milestone birthday market, buyers often want something that feels thoughtful without being elaborate or expensive. This title fits that need by combining a focused theme with an emotionally relevant use case. Its price positioning underlines that the product is meant to be easy to give, easy to understand, and immediately usable. What gives it value is not luxury production or broad reference depth, but specificity. It speaks directly to the birthday occasion, the age group, and the emotional purpose of the gift. That kind of precision helps it stand out among generic birthday books, photo albums, and novelty items. It also makes the book practical for relatives, caregivers, and friends who want something personalized to the milestone without needing customization. In that sense, the book succeeds by matching a very particular audience with a very particular type of experience. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who are celebrating a 90th birthday, buying for someone who is turning 90, or planning a family-centered milestone event. It is also a good fit for adult children, grandchildren, and caregivers who want a gift that encourages conversation rather than simple consumption. The main practical benefit is that it gives the birthday honoree an activity that can prompt memory, recognition, and storytelling. The intellectual benefit is lighter but still meaningful. It invites reflection on history, culture, and personal experience through an accessible trivia format. What makes it stand out in its category is its tight focus. Many birthday books are broad, decorative, or generic, while this one is built specifically around the emotional and cognitive world of a 90-year-old. Its mix of nostalgia, brain teasers, and family-friendly prompts gives it a clearer purpose than standard gift books. For buyers looking for a modestly priced present with a more personal effect, it offers a simple but thoughtful way to make the occasion feel tailored to a long and well-lived life. If you would like to support Wendy Foxworth, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.